going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
DJ and Jamie.
What a great song.
I like this song a lot.
Me too. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show here on this Friday. It is wet. It's going to be wet today. And the weekend, beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful.
So that's the good news this morning. Let's see here. What else was I going to mention? Oh, facial aesthetics yesterday.
Oh, thank you to everybody who came out. It was
party,
so fun.
You said it was so absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect.
And
right?
By the way, and just a PSA, there was one girl there that needed nothing done. I mean, her face was just perfection. And we're all trying to, like, we wanted to put her in a museum. She looked so great. And we're like, what was your secret? And you know what her secret is?
What?
Sunscreen. Her whole life, she's used sunscreen on her face.
Unbelievable.
It's too late for that, me.
That in itself is a reason to listen to this show.
Right there.
You just got the tip of your life.
No kidding, right?
All right, speaking of tip.
Tip.
Speaking of tipping.
So much to unravel here.
I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I am.
I might say a few things.
Why not say something?
But here's the thing. Well, I don't want to sound like I'm getting on to the guys, because I sound like I'm bullying them or something.
No, because here's the thing. One in particular was a know-it-all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So when they're a know-it-all like that and they didn't know nothing.
I got you.
You know?
All right. Spadell, Carson, listen up.
Cow tipping is not real. It's impossible. And not only that, cows sleep laying down. So they're wide awake when they're standing up. And guess what? If somebody tries to push them over, they just move. Because they're
move.
Awake. They're awake.
Okay.
Schmidl said they sleep standing up, and they don't at all. Here, let me just read something. No, cow tipping, as in physically tipping over a cow, is not a real thing. It's an urban legend. While the idea might seem appealing, cows are too large and their center of gravity is too low for a single person or even a small group of people to easily tip them over. Here's why cow tipping is a myth. Cows are not stationary objects. They are alive and can move and shift their weight to resist being pushed over.
Move.
A 2005 study showed that tipping a cow would require a force of nearly 3,000 newtons and 670 lbfs, making it impossible for a single person to tip over a cow. And cows don't sleep standing up. They sleep lying down. If they can stand and are awake, then they can react to somebody pushing them. And it said it's just an urban. So
here's
you and all your friends are.
Here's the thing. Okay. I was playing junior hockey with this kid named Reed. He's from Montana. He told me that he went cow tipping all the time. So I took his word for it. I was like, oh, wow. I've never been cow tipping. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he went with his friends all the time in Montana. So that's all I was going on.
Well, your friend lied to you, and you were just gullible as hell.
Fidel, you said you grew up in Colorado. You're a Colorado kid, assuming that means that you're a very, farmer-type boy.
Yeah, outdoorsy.
And you were really adamant about this.
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
I told you, my friend Reed,
that me and Carson both know told me that we went do it all the time.
You don't know Reed.
Yeah, I do. Me and Reed are friends, man.
What? You have a different friend named Reed, right?
No, I'm friend with Carson's Reed.
This is dumb. You're just being dumb now. Are you saying that you have another friend named Reed or what?
No, I was joking around the whole time.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
That's what we're doing now. Okay. Oh my God. Are you, did you not hear him say like, no, they stand up and sleep too. And he was like adamant.
Yeah. I'm from Colorado. I grew up in Colorado.
Dude,
you
it's
were
only
backing
20
it up
minutes
with
away.
The fact that you
yeah,
are a country boy, whatever. And now you want to change it.
Oh my God. That
never
is the
mind.
Ultimate,
never
like.
Mind. Never mind.
I don't know why
mind.
It's so hard well, for people there, to be wrong.
A lot of people texted, and you said, you know, you said yourself that Cal Tipping is real. Okay, you've been duped. You've been duped.
Exactly.
Jamie just proved it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Forget about what happened here in the studio.
That,
just
was,
forget about
that was
that, okay?
just dumb.
But for you people that text in, you're being a little... you're being taken right now. Somebody's telling you they're going Cal Tipping, or you've heard about it all your life. It's not true. It doesn't exist.
We're really sorry
Jamie
about that.
Grew
Even
up,
a small group of people can't tip over a cow.
Jamie grew up in southern Illinois in the middle of nothing. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing. They did have cows, though.
Yeah.
I grew up in a place called Baxter, Tennessee.
Nothing.
Nothing. I mean, but we had those.
We had to drive 30 minutes to go to an A&W root beer.
I've never. Now, I know what snipe hunting is. I'm a country boy.
Have a McDonald's
I know snipe hunting. Jamie knows something about chasing ants.
No, it's called the piss ant drill.
I've never heard of the piss ant drill.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, it's where your mom slams on the brakes when you and all your friends are in the station wagon with the paneling on the side. And she slams on the brakes and you all have to get out and move along a little ant that's in front of the car because she doesn't want to run over it.
In where I grew up, saying that you're going cow tipping was code.
For going out and drinking.
Going to a bar.
Yeah.
You would say, hey, I think I'll go do some cow tipping. You were tipping a few drinks is what you were doing. That's what we grew up with. Okay.
So
we settled that.
We did.
But there are a lot of people that texted this morning. I mean, you really did, saying that it's a real thing. It's not.
But you know what? Back then, they didn't have the internet. And so, like, when Carson heard about it and Schmidl heard about it, there was no internet to prove him wrong.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Real,
I mean, it's Friday.
Sorry about that.
Let's just go with that.
Sorry about that.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what I hate? I hate when fast food restaurants go under.
When is Del Taco going to open back up?
I'm not sure it's going to. I don't know.
I love that Del Taco.
Now it's Jack in the Box.
What?
200 locations.
No!
Fast food chain Jack in the Box has announced it will be closing roughly 10% of its locations, as well as exploring a sale of its Del Taco brand. The chain said it will be shuttering.
They own Del Taco.
Whoa!
No!
So they may never open ever again.
What?
The chain said it will be shuttering between 150 and 200.
It says the sale of the brand.
Yeah.
So they might sell it to some other, you know, food group.
You think they'll stay the same?
I don't know.
Sale of its Del Taco brand. The chain said it will be shuttering between 150 and 200 of its underperforming restaurants, with up to 120 of those closures taking effect by the end of 2025. The chain currently has about 2,200 restaurants in the U.S.
Let me say this, Jack in the Box. That mascot you have, that's a creepy sucker, okay? That thing hasn't helped you at all.
He's a Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is creepy. That looks like something from a Halloween movie. That is the ugliest mascot I've ever seen in my life.
He's a Jack in the Box.
Yeah. It's awful. It's awful. They got to come up with something else besides a Jack in the Box for Jack in the Box. What are you thinking?
I mean, he's a Jack in the Box.
Okay, we'll change the name of the restaurant. Put something else in a box.
Bear in a box?
No, but that guy is creepy looking.
He's got a smile on his face. There's nothing wrong with him.
He's just creepy looking.
His name is
he's
Jack.
He's creepy looking. Jack. I get it. I'm just saying it just doesn't matter. The Jack in the Box is one of those restaurants I never go to. I mean, there's a handful.
Yeah.
Like, I never go to Carl's Jr. I don't know why. I just don't. I got nothing against it. I'd never go to, what's the other side of Carl's Jr. is the
Hardee's.
Yep.
I go to Hardee's when I go back east because we don't have them here. But I'd never go to Carl's Jr. I'd never go to Jack in the Box.
But you must say that Jack in the Box is iconic. I mean, that guy is iconic.
I used to go.
You can recognize exactly who that's for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know who it's for. Yeah. I think he's creepy looking, though. Okay. Yeah, I do. But I used to go.
You? Did he scare you?
No, he doesn't scare me. He just
it's
doesn't.
It's okay. Scooby-Doo scares me.
He doesn't want me. He doesn't make me hungry to eat a hamburger.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just not inviting. But I never thought Ronald McDonald was that great either. But listen, when I was in Arizona, I went to Jack in the Box all the time.
Well, they were on every corner.
Every corner, yeah. Weren't they, Jamie?
Yeah.
And it was like it was McDonald's for Arizona. It really was. But since I've come here, and they're here in town, I've never gone to one.
Yeah, there's one out by Michelle, you know my friend Michelle. Yeah. But I always see it and think, I should go there sometime, but I don't go.
Yeah, there's one in Parker, but it's so far from my house. I'm like, I'm not going to.
I don't even know what they, I mean, it's just burgers and fries, right?
Yeah, they sell breakfast. It's kind of like McDonald's. They somebody have a good sourdough burger.
Somebody said they have tacos.
Oh.
So maybe they're using the Del Taco stuff.
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. I never go.
I don't either.
They're closing 200 locations across the country. That is eye-opening, though, because I didn't hear this audio. I didn't know they owned Del Taco.
Yeah, I didn't either. I had no idea. Like everything is closing. What's going on?
I know.
I mean, like even the family sit-down restaurants. All those places are closing, too.
I think so many of these companies just built out and kept building and building and building.
But they've been around for 800 years.
Yeah.
Something else is going on.
I don't know.
You think people are getting healthy? Maybe that's it?
I think the younger generation is definitely more health conscious than a lot of people.
My kid is only 18, right? And he does not eat any junk food.
He's a perfect example of it. Yeah.
Like at all. I mean, if he goes for fast food, that what he'll get is like a sandwich, you know, from like, what's that place you always go for your kid?
Jimmy John's. Yeah, I go to Jimmy John's.
Yeah, he'll do that. But he won't eat like fries.
Yeah.
He won't eat sugar.
There's even a lot of the people in the younger generation like your kid, they're just not drinking at all.
Yeah,
they don't
drinking.
Even have any interest in drinking at all.
Well, in my neighborhood, we're keeping obesity cool because we're not healthy at all.
No.
Yeah, we have a bunch of fat people in my neighborhood, and we love it.
Yeah,
we love it. We don't change. None of this fad crap.
But it's not a fad. Like, they really care about their health.
Yeah,
we're fat, not fad.
But it's
fat,
I mean,
not fad.
Oh my God. Never mind.
We love it.
I got it.
Jack in the Box, though. I don't even know where the closest one to me is. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Might want to Google that.
All right,
check it out.
Silly Jack in that box, it looks like they're going to shut down 200 locations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DJ and Jamie.
Just like her.
I know.
Lady Gaga. Bad romance. Did you see this? Jeff Bezos, not to be outdone by Elon Musk. He's going to get into the car business, and he's going to make it affordable. He's going to make sure that you, even you, hey, Spadell, even you.
Even me?
You could have a brand new vehicle in your driveway for as little as, $13,000, $14,000.
That's
brand
a pretty good deal.
Why are these billionaires making such ugly-ass trucks?
I don't know.
All these cars are hideous.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Slate. And it says they're only going to make one model, right? That's what this says. One model in Indiana. And it's all made in the U.S. And it doesn't come with a radio. It doesn't come with a touchscreen. No screens at all. And it's just a basic, your basic model.
And it's got crank windows.
Yeah. I thought it was like four or five different models.
Well, I'm seeing what you're seeing. But in this article here, here's what they said. They said, let's see here. It says vehicle factories tend to have high ceilings to make room for multiple stories, damping, blah, blah, blah. It says the factory that Slate has purchased for its manufacturing reportedly near Indiana, the vehicle is designed, engineered, and manufactured in the U.S. with the majority of our supply chain based in the U.S. Snyder says the simplification goes simpler still. Slate will make just one vehicle in just one trim, in just one color, with everything from bigger battery packs to SUV upgrade kits added on later.
So I'm seeing the truck, obviously, and then this article that I'm reading says fastback SUV and a squareback SUV.
It says because, well, this is from this guy, Snyder. Is the man.
He's a Snyder.
Yeah, he says because we only produce one vehicle in the factory with zero option, we've moved all of the complexity out of the factory, Snyder says.
All right, here's the deal. According to Jeff Bezos' company, Slate, they have this vehicle that they say is going to be half the price of a Jeep Wrangler. For an example, if you buy a Jeep Wrangler, I think right now they're around $32,000. I think they're a little bit more than that, actually. But you can get one of these vehicles for $16,000. Brand new. Hot off the press. Now, granted, it doesn't come with certain items.
No, you know why it's called Slate?
Why?
Because they're calling it a blank slate that you can do add-ons to.
Oh,
so it says vinyl wraps, and it says that's why we called it Slate, because it's a blank slate, and we want owners to personalize it in every aspect.
It's kind of like the Barbie car.
It kind of is.
Yeah, you buy that, you can put whatever you want to on the Barbie car. Yep. It's the same thing almost. Mm-hmm. But he's going to take this vehicle, and he says that right now that Americans are fed up. They're fed up with the cost of vehicles. I will tell you this. I've been looking for a vehicle. I want one of the Denali 350s, okay, GMC. That thing is $98,000.
Yikes.
I'm not paying $98,000 for a vehicle, for a pickup truck.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice truck. The back of it. But I mean, when you buy a truck, you want to be able to use it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
It's crazy. Gotten to the point of ridiculous. Even used, it's $80,000. And that's with 50,000 miles on it. It just isn't worth it. Yeah. Do you realize that's like a third of what I paid for my house? For a damn car.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry about the language, folks. But for a darn car.
I know.
But that's Bezos says people are sick of that. And he wants to make it affordable. Now, are you going to give up some of the luxury? Absolutely. Are you going
to
give up?
You don't even have a radio. You won't even be able to listen to us.
Whoa. I'm totally against this now. Yeah. No radio?
No radio.
No, nothing at all.
What the hell are you going to listen to in the vehicle?
I don't know. The wind, I guess.
Earbuds in your phone.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that's the only option.
But I think earbuds are illegal, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't know.
What?
Sneak around.
Bezos
doesn't care about the law.
No, he does not care.
He doesn't care.
Well, I mean,
you know, and I feel like that Lauren Sanchez has talked him into this.
See, I think that he's bored.
You do?
I do. I think that you know, there's only so many places you can go on your big, huge sailboat.
Okay.
And, you know, and he's seen her jugs so often now, he wants new jugs, you know? Like, he's just bored.
Do you think he's sick of those?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, boy.
You know, I told you, Tommy Lee told me even Tommy Lee got sick of, boinking Pamela.
Yeah.
Never thought that could happen.
Me either.
Now, again, these are two different opinions, okay? Jamie says he's bored of boobs, okay?
Yep.
I think it's boobs that talked him into this. I think that boobs went to him, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sanchez, right. Lauren Sanchez.
Jugs.
She went to him and said, Elon's kicking your ass right now. He's got a car. You don't have a car. We need a car. And she kept on.
Well, he did the spaceship.
I think that's it. Mm-hmm. He did. He went out and copied his spaceship, and then he put a little humor in it by making it look like a penis. But, I mean, he followed Elon in that.
And now he's following him in the ugly truck category.
I think he is. I think it's just a matter of competition. And Lauren Sanchez is telling him that he's getting his butt kicked. Yeah. You got to get in that business too, buddy.
But don't you think if you're a billionaire, I mean, look, I'd love to try it, but don't you think you do get bored? You know, I mean, all they're doing is traveling and going to galas.
Yeah, I think that people like Elon and him, yeah, they do get bored. And they look for that opportunity that they can put their mark on society.
Yeah.
They want that. That means a lot to them. I mean, it's part of the ego, you know?
Right.
But they want to be the one that said, wow, I changed the world. Elon's done that. I don't know about Bezos yet.
He's getting there.
Yeah, he's getting there. You know,
he did actually change the world.
I mean, Amazon, yeah.
He did. But he's looking for something new because, like you say, he's bored.
Yeah.
He's bored. Like, got to find something new. So he's come out with this car company.
This
he's announced
truck, you
it
guys,
today.
We put it on Facebook. It's hideous.
Take a look at it.
It is so ugly. It is just a box with wheels.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I could see there being a market with somebody's first car.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great first car. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that's really...
No distractions? Like, you don't have teens worried about what's on the touch screen or anything
They're going to have earbuds in.
And their phone.
Yes, they're going to have their phones.
I know, but I'm just saying.
They're going to be looking at that. It's not going to stop a teenager.
Yeah, but it's an affordable...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As far as maintenance,
yeah.
Electric.
And you can say, I bought my kid a car.
Yeah, a new one.
Yeah, I bought my kid a new car for his 16th birthday. Now, granted, it was only 11 grand, has no radio, didn't even have windows.
It has windows, they're just cranked.
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
You got to work for it.
Oh, I thought Carson said no windows.
No, crank windows.
Yeah. Oh, so you do get, see, what a plus. Windows, windshield, it's got it
clean
all.
Clean slate. It's a clean slate.
BJ and Jamie.
Is that Lady Gaga again?
Is that Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga?
We play a lot of Lady Gaga.
That was Lady Gaga back to back.
Hey, I just was reading something. I don't know why, but Tesla's Cybertruck, they're going to redesign it and make it look like a normal pickup truck.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
That's kind of not so good for the people that bought it, right?
Well, yeah.
Because it makes it look like you're driving one of their mistakes.
I know.
Right? When you go the other direction, it's like, we made a big mistake here. Sorry you guys bought it, but we're going to go the other direction.
I know.
That thing's hideous. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, look at this weather. I mean, it's overcast, a little bit cool. Well, a lot cool, in fact. Got rain in the area. This is ideal Bigfoot weather.
It really is.
I could just imagine you and me in a monkey suit.
Yep.
Up there in the mountains in Estes Park with the Bigfoot group today.
You know the Bigfoot is not the monkey.
I know, but it's the closest thing I could think of to rent from Rinky Brothers. I don't know if he has a Bigfoot costume.
I guarantee you he does, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't even know what an ideal Bigfoot looks like.
Sasquatch.
Or a Yeti.
Or a Yeti.
Yeah.
They're all the same
thing.
You
can't show up at a Bigfoot gathering and be a Yeti.
Yeti, Sasquatch, and Bigfoot are all the same thing.
Who's the white one?
That's the Yeti, but he's his cousin.
I feel like he would stand out, the cousin. I think he belongs overseas somewhere.
I think he's Antarctic.
I do, too. I don't think he fits in. I think you're really... All the other Bigfoots are going to be talking about you if you show up in the white
one. Maybe.
Yeah. If you're up there in the mountains...
What are you, the albino one?
Yeah. No, I feel like he's in the Himalayas. He's, you know,
I'm pretty
snow
sure
guy.
It is the Himalayan Yeti, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a snow guy, right? Yeah. So I don't think that works here. I think we have the dark color ones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they have a Bigfoot gathering. It's the Bigfoot Days up at Estes Park this weekend. We talked to the founder of the event yesterday or day before yesterday, and man, I'm getting FOMO. I'd kind of like to go to this next year.
Yeah, my friend Kelly, they're all on their way right now.
That's going to be a blast.
Yep,
you have a friend going? You're just like Spadil.
No, Kelly.
Have a friend.
Can you want me to show you the text? I actually have receipts.
You're not making this up.
No, I'm not making this up at all. She's going. Right
Kelly
now.
Is headed to Bigfoot Days.
Yes, she is going.
I mean, this is a popular event that we just found out about.
How did it become so big?
Well, I mean,
we talk about this, and you wouldn't believe all the text we are getting about Bigfoot Days and the barbecue. The barbecue is off the off the, what's it called? Off the chain?
It's already
off
sold
hook,
out.
Off the hook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Says it's their mom's birthday.
By golly.
And they're celebrating a Bigfoot Day.
Yeah. She's taking her mom for her birthday to Bigfoot Day.
Yeah, she is with the whole family. Yeah. Shout out to Kelly's mom.
We have
By the way, her
break.
Mom, her mom matches. It's so cute. Her pajamas and her little footies, they all match. It's adorable. I have a picture of her mom. Sorry.
Are you describing her outfit or an actual Bigfoot costume?
No.
No, that's what it sounds like. You're describing a costume.
No, she's dressed like that right now. It's not a costume. She's just anyway nothing.
So her mom looks like Bigfoot. Is that what you're saying?
No,
Kelly's mother looks like Bigfoot.
No, I just thought it was adorable that her mom packed not only her pajamas, but matching little footies for him. I was like,
furry footies.
Yeah, to come to Colorado. I'm like, your mom is like coordinated, like color coordinated, all perfect, you know? You just don't see that a lot. That's
God,
all.
That's
like when
crazy.
I pack stuff to go back home, like it's a t-shirt and some shorts, yeah, not like a cute little sleeping outfit.
Yeah, yeah, but you're not headed to Bigfoot days
no,
either.
No, I'm not. No, I'm
yeah,
not.
It's yeah. a little bit different world.
And by the way, the barbecue is sold out, so that's a shame. Yeah.
We just found out about this event 2 days ago.
Well, we asked her how long it's been going on. She's like, years and years and years and years.
I'm telling you, we have so many texts of people saying that you have no idea what you're missing going up there for the weekend. And if you don't have tickets to the barbecue, you're really missing out.
Yeah. And I told you off the air, you need to go to the YMCA cabins.
Yeah, I need to.
I mean, I know it's the YMCA and you think like, eh. But no, they're really cute. They're really cute little YMCA cabins that
really?
You can rent.
Really? YMCA?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Just like the group. YMCA.
Yeah, just like the group. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All
cabins.
Right. All right. Bigfoot Days, Estes Park, all weekend.
I think.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.